Nolan just chirped into my ear. And, you know, I might be blind in one eye. My ear's good. I got 20/20 hearing. What the hell's going on over here with Ken Rosenthal?
I gave you the tidbit here with a confused voice because I'm struggling to find concrete information here. But Ken Rosenthal is saying that Zach Eflin's going to the IL. With that in mind, still possible that he gets dealt before today's deadline. Hasn't been announced by the Orioles or anyone else, really. But that's out within the last 10 minutes. So keep an eye on that.
Ken Rosenthal used to cover the Orioles for the Baltimore Sun, now with the Athletic, Fox Sports. Eflin to the IL, which would be, by the way, the third time this season.
Wow.
And he didn't look all that great in his last outing. I mean, didn't Mullen save a home run in that game, too?
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, it's 6-6.
Yeah. So, okay. And I guess the Orioles aren't going to announce anything because you got to trade. Hey, we'll trade you Eflin. He won't be pitching for the rest of the season. But what are you going to give us?
Right. Full quote here from Rosenthal, because okay. It's all we have. Orioles right-hander Zach Eflin going on the injured list, according to sources briefed on the matter. It is still, quote, very possible he will be traded, one source said. Eflin's injury is not arm-related, and he's expected to be back during the regular season.
Okay. Well, back was the last one. He had back soreness, and then he just came back, no pun intended, from that one. And no pun intended again, a little curveball here. As we talk about Eflin being on the move, now, if there's still a chance, I'm guessing the chances have dwindled from 100% to maybe 50-50, if not lower than that.
And if you're trading, how does he pass a physical? You know, and then the other, if you're taking an injured guy who's going to be back later, you're not getting nothing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, though, if somebody still jumps on it just because it would be so cheap. You know, it would essentially be a flyer of a move. You wouldn't have to give up anything. You know, if you were a team that really needed pitching, that can't be your only move. But if that's a throw-in additional move that you go get a legit starter somewhere else and then, you know, oh, we'll go get take a flyer on Eflin as well. If I was a GM, I wouldn't be totally shying away from it.
Yeah, he'd be joining you, what, if Ken says it's true, he goes on the IL mid-August. Mm-hmm. That helps you final 6 weeks of the season. So anyway, Astros, John Heyman, Alcantara, Cease, and looking for another left-handed bat. This just a couple of minutes ago, Ryan O'Hearn hits left-handed, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Just trying to connect some dots here. Matt's still looking at Luis Robert Jr. and Cedric Mullins as possible options for their center field thing. But Eflin on the IL, according to Ken Rosenthal. Interesting news here on trade deadline day. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, thanks for holding. What's up, dude?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey, man, with this trade stuff, man, I think Elias is making trades for the hell of making trades now. Like, he's going mad. He's losing his mind. Like like the guy Hyman Roth in The Godfather, man. You know, I don't know what's going on with him, man. First, it was the Bron Baker trade. You trade a guy with team control that's not a free agent to 2029. I don't know how that was all about. I mean, it was right after he blew that game, though. That was the Mets game, I believe, he blew, right?
Yeah.
Around that time.
And yeah, he's had a couple of rough outings for the Rays since then, by the way.
Yeah, he wasn't the
worst.
And
the Orioles did get, you know, a little slack, who was headed to, Vanderbilt, and Baltimore actually overslotted him pay-wise. So that, I mean, we don't know what this guy's going to turn out to be, but he could turn out to be an all-star where Brian Baker, I mean, you got a lot of mileage out of a guy who was kind of a scrap heap dude 3 years ago.
Yeah, he was very cheap, though. Brian Baker was he made $700,000, you know, in
Rashawn,
baseball terms. That's
weren't
pennies,
the Orioles in last place when they traded Brian Baker?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they were still in last place?
But wouldn't you rather have Brian Baker in there yesterday? He wouldn't give up five runs like Cano did.
Well, you know.
And we would have been on a six-game winning streak.
It's a wash season. It could have been a seven-game because the last two games Kramer's pitched, they had 4-0, 3-0 lead, and they wound up lost both of them. No, I'm not mad at any of this at all. Now, they trade Jordan Westberg. I'm going to be running hot. But I don't see that happening, if you dig where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Right. But and then as far as the Ramon Urias thing, man, you know, another guy, I can see if he was going to be a free agent after this year. We had, you know, another guy under team control for next year. Utility guy, former Gold Glover, can play any position. And with the health issues that Westbrook's been having, you know, say next year Westbrook get hurt. You know, you wouldn't wish you had a guy like Ramon Urias in there. And also the morning show, when I called in, they was all like, well, you can get another utility guy. Like, they act like it's just utility players out there that's former Gold Glovers that can – they're not that, – that can like, Ramon don't even play every day. And then when he do play, he produces, though. So they act like he was some scrub, you know. Then we trade him for some Twan Pier guy. I don't know how to pronounce this guy, man. Is he a pitcher from Mervo or something? Yeah. I don't know, man.
The kind of name is Twine, by the way. But I sense, Rashawn, your frustration, man, and I appreciate it because we're coming up on the top of the hour. But they are in last place with all of these guys. Now, we'll talk to Tony Pente about this because he covers the Orioles minor league system. Is there an Arias sort of dude that could come up, like Connor Norby could have been that guy, but now he's in Miami, and unfortunately, he's got that hammock bone thing. It's got him on the shelf for the Marlins, but is there someone, and I'm not trying to dismiss Ramon Urias, who had a lot more pop than his little body would indicate.
You already know where this is going.
Yeah.
Jorge Mateo.
Oh.
Another year of that.
Okay.
That's where we're going.
Look, if Mateo could stay healthy now, and if Mateo hit 250 and got on base 32% of the time, he'd lead the American League in steals. Unfortunately, he doesn't do any of those things.
Captain if.
Captain.
Don't put him in center field either, Nolan.
No doubt about that. It's Vinny 81.057. The Fan. We'll come back, get Tony Pente from OrielsHangout.com's thoughts on the trades. And where is the next utility dude? And Braxton Bragg, the guy that had come out of nowhere to be one of their top prospects. He had Tommy John surgery, a certain setback as he misses the rest of this season. And who knows how much of 2026. Whip around 11:15. Glorious day in Baltimore baseball history happened in 1983. Stick around to find out what that is. And then Mike Bordick, I don't know if he's running hot or not, but Bordy will let you know at 11:30 what he thinks of the trade deadline, because Mike Bordick speaks from experience. He got traded at the trade deadline.